smile, bro. I haven't seen you smile since you've been here. You're in the NFL, bro. The NFL. Think about it. Think about it. Smile, man.
Cecil Shorts III mic'd up on Monday morning off to a great start in 2013 training camp. Jags Wired featuring Cecil Shorts III coming up later on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field Monday morning, 2.5 hour session. The biggest news of the day, quarterback Blaine Gabbert goes down with an injury late in practice today. Right ankle sprain is the word on it. Uche Iwuneri pushed back. Blaine Gabbert moved up in the pocket. Head coach Gus Bradley addressed it after practice.
It happened right in front of me. I saw it. Looked like he got knocked in, a foot knocked into his ankle a little bit. So we'll do some more tests on that. I know Mike Ryan took him in. And, as we find out those tests, we'll let you know. I know he's going in. He's got a day off tomorrow, too. So, that will be beneficial to him. So as we find out, we'll let you know.
And, of course, we'll keep you posted on the latest on Blaine Gabbert's ankle whenever it develops. Other news today from practice. The quarterbacks before the injury were very solid early today. The first 11-on-11 session, they combined 8-for-8 in two different drives. A little colder later in the day, though, in the next 11-on-11 session. Gus Bradley said the secondary tightened up as the day went along. Cecil Shorts III had a spectacular day on Sunday. Sat out most of the day today. Had a few drills here and there. Set out one-on-ones. Most of the 11-on-11 work. He was off to the side today. Good work today for Ace Sanders in one-on-one pairings against Dwayne Gratz. The two rookies going head-to-head. But boy, Ace Sanders continues to show off in this camp. And Denard Robinson, the offensive weapon, really took that name to heart today. A couple of direct snaps. A burst over left guard for a long run. And then a handoff to Maurice Jones-Drew. Stay tuned. We'll have Monday's Play of the Day coming up at the end of the show. Today we take a closer look at the offensive tackles now that they have some pads on. People, of course, expecting big things from first-round pick Luke Jokel over on the right side. Don't forget the left side now. It's a big year for left tackle Eugene Monroe, a contract year for the former top 10 pick. With a new face and health on the interior part of the line, you would think the line would be improved a bit, but Eugene Monroe is cautious to tell you that.
What, week one of camp? There's no way I can sit here and say it's a good offensive line. Do I want to be a good offensive line? Of course, but it's way too early. We've only got a few practices in, no game experience. So, that'll come when it does.
The first day of pads is a little bit of a shocker. Going against the big athletic guys in the NFL, it's different than college. So, came out a little rusty, but I definitely got better today than I was yesterday.
A couple of notes from Monday. Rookie wide receiver Tobias Palmer out today. Sprained an ankle yesterday, standing off to the side under his own power on Monday. Jaguars have a mandatory off day Tuesday. The first full padded practice comes up Wednesday morning at 9:55. Well, we've mentioned a few playmakers today. Let's hear from senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, as he talks about another playmaker, Maurice Jones-Drew.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And we'll start the first full week of Jaguars 2013 training camp with a topic that very notably is not a topic, Maurice Jones-Drew. Remember, all offseason, countless teeth were gnashed over MJD, the St. Augustine incident, his sprained foot, his weight. People doubted he'd be ready for the regular season, let alone the start of training camp. And there was even uninformed speculation he might be traded. Well, 4 days in, guess what? He's very much still here. And it's actually hard to remember that MJD even was an offseason story. He practiced the first 2 days of camp. And though he's being brought along slowly, his progression is pretty par for the course for an eighth-year running back. He's working with the starters and says he likes where he is in terms of quickness and cutting. He's close to liking where he is with his weight, too. In retrospect, we probably shouldn't be surprised. Jones-Drew has always thrived on overcoming odds, particularly when he believes people doubt him. And he's a guy with history on his side when it comes to coming back from serious injuries. In 2011, he missed most of preseason returning from microfracture knee surgery. All he did that year was lead the NFL in rushing. You get the sense Jones-Drew is excited about this season, and he likes what he sees around the team, and no doubt he's motivated. Now, I'm not predicting a rushing title for MJD this year, but given his history, it's probably not that smart to keep doubting him either.
Thank you, John. Let's now look at the play of the day from Monday morning. Tight end Allen Reisner, another diving catch today, the second day in a row with a diving grab along the sideline. A second-year player out of Iowa. Reisner getting those reps with the ones, and they're starting to pay off. Great play today for the tight end. Jaguars have the day off Tuesday, back at it Wednesday morning at 9:55. Of course, we'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.